Sky Sports Radio and Racing and Sports, Alex Steedman joins us now. Alex, good afternoon.
G'day, Sean. Thanks for having me.
It's an interesting day's racing. Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman had a good day there on Saturday, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It was an absolute field day for them at Rosehill on Saturday. And, yeah, there are definitely a few with that combination that are well worth watching moving forward. But we should probably give Queensland their time in the spotlight while they're racing at stakes level up there.
Yeah, now we had Damien Brown. He's just on fire at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, and likewise David Van Dyke, just relocating to the Sunshine Coast. And yeah, the pair combined in the Ipswich Cup. Look, Morris, he was just clinical, winning by 3.5 lengths over Jumbo Prince. And considering the ease of his win, Morris was awarded a time form rating of 117p. And 117 is just shy of his career best, which came when running fifth in the Doomben Cup the start prior. Now, 117 means Morris now boasts the highest winning figure of the Ipswich Cup since ratings came into effect. He surpasses Impala, who has held that accolade since winning the Cup in 1994. And now, it's not usually considered an overly strong event, but when you make comparisons between Morris and Impala, Impala ended up winning the Ipswich Cup in 1994. And then that following spring, he placed in the Metropolitan and also the Melbourne Cup behind Jeune that year.
Yep.
So Morris, he either spells or goes to the Caloundra Cup now. If he did go to the Caloundra Cup, you'd think he'd take a power of beating. Shenzhou Steeds claimed the Ipswich Caloundra Cup double in 2012. But tying in with Impala, whether he runs in the Caloundra Cup or spells, he'll go on and contest feature staying events through the Spring Carnival. And off 117 figure, you'd have to think that he's got to be a chance at running cheeky races in those races such as the Metropolitan.
Well, and actually, just harking back to Impala, Johnny Wallace training, when he went third in the Melbourne Cup, as the Mountie yard with John that day, you would have thought he'd won the Cup. He was so excited. He was 100-1.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, running third in a Melbourne Cup.
It was huge.
Prize money there.
He was doing cartwheels, and Johnny's a big boy too.
Johnny would have had a bid on for the place too, wouldn't he?
Oh, at 100-1, I think he might have too. Good on him.
Oh, that's great. That's a great story, Cos.
Now the eyeliner and Peter Rabel, he's doing a terrific job training.
Well, yeah, a nice story there with the eyeliner. Of course, Peter riding Ninth Legion to victory in the 2013 Villiers. And Ninth Legion returned to the winner's circle on Saturday and he ran to a time form rating of 111. That's slightly below the five-year winning average of the event. The eyeliner is a race generally won by veteran geldings whose form is well and truly exposed. This being said, Ninth Legion, he'll head to the Glasshouse Handicap at the Sunshine Coast in a fortnight. And that's a very common path travel for eyeliner winners. Beltone claimed the eyeliner stacks Glasshouse Handicap double in 2012. Alma's Fury did it in 2014. So definitely historical trends point to Ninth Legion. Maybe it could be a case of it never rained at Paul's for him after breaking, I think, an 18-month winning drought.
The interesting thing, I think Peter Rabel was looking for a dry track going to Queensland. When it got to a soft five, thought, oh, how are we going to go here? But it all worked well.
Yeah, it did. Always sort of been a little bit suspect on those soft tracks, but he's just an honest bread and butter horse, isn't he? So, yeah, the connections are very lucky in that regard.
Alex Steedman with us from Racing and Sports. The Gay Waterhouse Classic there at Ipswich on Saturday, Blueberry Hill hadn't won for a little over a year.
No, she hadn't. Look, the Gay Waterhouse Classic, it's not noted as an overly strong race, and what she did on Saturday, it sort of rings true to form with the event. We had her running to a time form rating of 99, and for stakes level, that is rather low.
Yeah, what did you make of the rest of that field? Anything in that you think we can follow or not?
No, I don't think so. I think out of the program, Morris is definitely the one to keep an eye on there. And I think from what I saw, a majority of the black bookers came during the Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller show at Rose Hill.
Yeah, they seem to be. I mean, you look at Dave Van Dyke, he has been flying, as you said, since he went to Queensland. All's going well there. But it was just Huey and Chris at Rose Hill, wasn't it? They had a ball.
Yeah, and it kicked off right from the word go with Fox Play in the first. She was most impressive, Sean. Connections have given her time to mature, and she's returned bigger and better this campaign. The filly returned a rate time form rating of 99, and this is 4 pounds clear of her prior best when fifth on debut in the Whitney Stakes. On the strength of that performance, Fox Clay, she definitely looks a filly who can progress through her grades this winter. Chris Waller, he's shown in the past as well he can stretch a two-year-old's preparation through a winter. Japanismi, for example, started a campaign in the winter and worked through his grades beautifully. And Waller kept in work right through the spring and, of course, it culminated in winning the Coolmore Stud Stakes. Fit youngsters who race through the winter, they can often pick up a bit of black type in, say, the Rosebud or the Run to the Rose. They go into those races rock hard fit, while the classy group types, they're still finding their fitness first up, second up. So during that shoulder season could be a nice little time of the year for Fox Clay.
You know, one of the best performers I reckon I've seen over recent meetings, not a horse, it's Deanne Pena on Front Runners in the Wet. She rode Sabrina a couple of weeks ago for Bjorn Baker, held it together beautifully in the wet and got the money, and she's won again on Foreign Prince and rides beautifully on a Front Runner.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right there. Well, of course, he's strung together two in a row now, and I suppose this time of year it's sort of his bread and butter. Weaker field, but just those wet tracks. He thrives on them, and I think Tanya's been sort of a missing piece of the puzzle when it comes to Foreign Prince by the look of it. You're absolutely right. They're doing an excellent job in partnership. And while it's probably not going to be strong sort of form moving into a spring or a summer, wet tracks, they're the theme, aren't they, the next couple of months. So there's no reason why he can't continue to thrive in these conditions. Of course, assuming Mr. Payne continues to book Deanne.
Exactly. What else stood out that you liked from Saturday at Rose Hill?
I thought Vassal, he was impressive again, and he goes out to the paddock now after winning the 1800-metre benchmark 84 handicap. It was an impressive win which came on a seven-day backup, and Vassal, he returned a time form rating of 96. Now, that's the best effort he's produced since arriving in Australia, and it's been an excellent first Australian campaign for Vassal. Since getting out beyond a mile, his record reads 4 wins and 2 placings from 6 starts. And what's hugely encouraging, it's generally viewed these imports need a preparation to acclimatise to Australia. They then return off the break and find a new level. And if that rings true with Vassal, it could be exciting times ahead for Connections. Out of the same race as well, I'd really like listeners to perhaps Black Book Thurston. His 2 runs since arriving at the Chris Waller stable, they've been top shelf. He hit the line well again last start and returned a time form rating of 87. Now, for his prize stable, the gelding, he was stakes placed, and he possesses master time form rating of 96. So keep an eye on this campaign first, fourth up. There should be a real sense of timing about him once over 2,000 metres and beyond, Sean.
Tell you, another horse is just as honest as they come, LMNOP.
Yeah, that's right. He's strung together 3 in a row now, and yeah, he was up noticeably in grade last start, but he got a bit of weight relief being against the older horses, and he definitely capitalised on that. He ran to a time form rating of 90, which is actually about on par with what he produced last start when he was a winner at Canterbury. But yeah, look, again, he's one that handles the soft tracks, which is going to be the theme for the remainder of the winter, and he's still relatively early in both his campaign and career, so yeah, to say there's room for improvement, certainly an understatement there.
Yeah. All right. So anything in particular, what would you just say is the one for punters to lock on, do you think could be a bit of value going forward?
In the short term, I think Thurston, he was very impressive hitting the line last start. And looking down the track, I think Vassal could have a very good preparation when they bring him back. I assume in the summer they'll endeavour to work him up into Workman Company, and on what he's showing so far, I think it could be a very successful plan.
All right, terrific. Good to catch up, Alex. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much, Sean.